6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. We've been given the keys of the kingdom, and the keys of the kingdom, I want to establish this fact, the keys of the kingdom are for right here and right now. Amen. What you gonna have keys for and you ain't got nothing to unlock? Amen. Just dangling a bunch of keys. I got keys. Keys to what? Oh no. Now the keys are for right now. In other words, the Lord says, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Amen. And then he went on to say, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So he was speaking to them in the present tense, the now. I give you keys now. In other words, I want you, when I leave, I want you to continue what I started. Amen. He said, the works that I do now, you will do also. And greater works. In other words, we are to be continuing what Jesus started. How radical was it when Jesus appeared? I mean, he changed everything from time, from BC to AD. He changed everything. So how radical if he says, the works that I do, you shall do also, and I give you the keys to the kingdom. Okay? So we've been given the keys for right now. Not for later, but for right now. Now, the keys of the kingdom, when we talk about the keys of the kingdom, they are the rights of the king. Now, let me pause there a minute. The keys of the kingdom mean, anybody have a set of keys on them that I can use for a moment? The keys of the kingdom are your rights. Okay, you've been given keys. In other words, these are deacons' keys. I don't know what they all go to. Maybe some of the to the church and that, but this gives him a right to exercise something. He has access because he's got keys. Now, I'm sure all of us that drove or all of us that have house keys or keys to storage or whatever, you have access to that. I mean, in other words, that the keys of the kingdom are what give the kings a right or access. Now, Jesus already made the statement, and we'll look at it perhaps later, but he said, I give you the keys. He wasn't just talking to the 12. He's talking to the church. The church has the keys. Tell somebody, I got keys. You know, it's an interesting thing about keys. If you got a key, why are you standing on the outside looking in? Why are you even knocking? Why are you hollering, trying to get somebody's attention when you got keys? Come on, we got to change our thinking to think like a king. Amen. And not like somebody that's asking all the time. Amen. Or, you know, shut out from the inside, or on the outside looking in. If you had the keys, I'm going to hold these up here for you. Okay, so the keys of the kingdom are the rights of the king. What are the rights of the king for? Our rights are to establish the kingdom of God on the earth. Amen. All right? Our rights, God has given us keys to establish the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God, here on the earth. That's why you have keys. Now, let's define a little bit. Someone may say, well, what is the kingdom? I'm glad you ask. If you go with me to Luke chapter 17, Luke chapter 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo, here lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. With the child of God, the kingdom of God is within us, but the kingdom of God is all around us too. But like Jesus said, it comes without observation. In other words, to the person that is not born again, that is not a part of the kingdom, they won't see it. The Pharisees couldn't see it. They couldn't see Jesus for who he was. You know, one thing about the way a king, the way of how the mind of a king works, the average person, you got to show them and then they'll believe. Amen. The way a king thinks, they believe first and they know they'll see. Amen. They live by faith. They operate in a kingdom principle and a kingdom mandate. Amen. A person that's truly walking in their kingship, you don't always have to prove stuff to them. Show me. No, they believe that they will see. Amen. They believe first. Amen? So in Luke 17, Jesus is telling these Pharisees that were badgering him, that were trying to trap him in his words. He said, the kingdom, in verse 21, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Understand, the kingdom is within you. That's why it's important to develop an intimate relationship with the Lord so that you will know the voice of Holy Spirit. Amen. He will lead and guide you into all truth. He will, you know, he'll show you where the good gold is. Amen. Being led of him, he'll have you in the right places at the right time. You won't always understand it. It may not even always feel good to your flesh, but if you follow him, he'll always lead you in the way that is most beneficial and which is in accordance to God's plan and purpose for your particular life and for the establishing of his kingdom. Amen. Amen? Okay, so the kingdom of God is here right now. Tell somebody, the kingdom of God is here right now within you. Okay, he didn't come to set up a kingdom like Rome or like Greece. He came to set up a spiritual kingdom first. See, the kingdom is here. The first message that Jesus preached was repent for the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God are interchangeable. The kingdom of heaven has come. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. And violent men press into it. There's so many things trying to stand in the way of people. You notice how before you got saved or when you were thinking about getting saved, old boyfriends or old girlfriends showed up. You know, you got a promotion or things happen to try to distract you. Amen. To draw you back into things that you used to be involved in. You know, all kind of roadblocks, stumbling blocks, you know, inconvenience and all kind of things would happen. But the kingdom of God is here right now. Now, when we talk about our kingly or our royal priesthood, God has purposed for kings or the priesthood of his kings. We've established that fact that we are kings of the king. Anybody not in here? Anybody in here not a king? Okay. Then if you are, we need to get you saved because all the church, not a one. This is the only kingdom where all are kings. Amazing. And this ought to be, you know, this ought to be the kingdom where everyone gets along. You know, I heard somebody say one time, instead, before titles, people need towels. In other words, to wash each other's feet. But in a lot of Christianity, they're after titles when they need to get a towel first. Because it's all about serving one another. Amen. See, that's where true strength is. That's where the truth of our character lies. How we serve. See, one thing, my feelings may get hurt from different things, situations that may arise. But one thing is for sure, you can never take my identity. Amen. You know, I'll rebound. You know, that's why I personally, I don't only go places I'm celebrated, but I only like going places. You know, just like you. You don't like to go places where people hate you. Unless you're just there on an assignment, you're going to prophesy and run, or, you know. But it's in our nature. We all like to be celebrated, accepted in the land among the living, where people honor us. You know, that's why the old saying is no place like home. Amen? So our priesthood of kings, we are to rule and to reign on earth. We are to rule and to reign. Now stay close in this subject, because as we go into it in the next studies on it, and this one too, you're going to find out what this actually means to me or to you personally. You know, it's not just for a preacher or preachers or people that are in business or whatever. No, it's for all of us to have dominion in whatever domain, from housewives to mailmen to, you know, presidents to janitors. It doesn't matter. Whatever the scope is, God has called us to rule and to reign in whatever domain that we are in. You know what? Why can I say that? Because somebody's ruling in that domain. And for the most part in the world system, they're wicked men. Greedy men at the top. Where God says, no, I've mandated that my church rule. And so we've come into a season, a time of restoration. That's why one of the first things that has to happen with us, our thinking has to change. We talk many times about I'm the head and not the tail. That sounds good and feels good. Do you believe it? Come on, do you believe it? I'm above only and not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I may be having to borrow stuff. That's not going to negate my saying I'm the lender. Because right now I'm in a process. And right now I'm at this station in life. But that's not going to stop me from saying what God said about me. Because eventually I'm going to embrace that if I stay with it. Because why? That's our destiny. We are called to reign and to rule. But see, nobody gets there without the process. Amen. We've been given the keys of the kingdom. And the keys of the kingdom, I want to establish this fact, the keys of the kingdom are for right here and right now. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of our series entitled A Kingdom of Kings. Kingship requires action, and it is not just a title. Kings think outside the box. A king doesn't have to see it, but a king believes it first. Adversity doesn't deter a king. Because of a king's mindset, his mind is always on the things of God, on prosperity, on increase. Jeremiah 33:3 declares, "Call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knewest not." Begin to think with the mind of a king.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.